Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have Paul Herman. Now, Paul Herman is the CEO and founder of HIP Investor. And HIP Investor looks at building individuals' portfolios and investing them to build a better world. So, Paul, I just want to start this podcast off like I always do by saying a big thank you for being with me here today.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's jump into the first question. You're a portfolio manager. You know, you founded this incredible company, HIP Investor, and you said it was 14 years old off the call. So you're a teenager now at the company. But this vision of building a better world, I love that it's aligned with money. So the first question I have for you is just to explain a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why everything that you do, why you believe you're a social impactor.
Sure, happy to do so. So I'm Paul Herman. I was born in Chicago, went to school in Philadelphia, and have been the beneficiary of being able to travel to more than 50 countries around the world. What I do is essentially help investors make the world a better place or build a better world by investing in companies, stocks, bonds, and other investments, including real estate, so that they can benefit people, benefit planet, and benefit trust. And I do this because I can combine my finance expertise with my desire to be a social impactor, a human impactor, and an environmental impactor. And what we found is that you can actually do so. You can actually do good and have the opportunity to make more money. And that's what we call HIP, for human impact and profit.
So you said you found a correlation between them. Explain to me what that correlation was. How did you find that doing good can be aligned with making money?
Yeah, it's actually pretty intuitive. It makes sense if you just think about it. You know, all companies to actually exist need to hire great people. So one element of a great opportunity to invest is companies who treat their workers better, companies who hire diverse talent, who pay them a fair wage, and who don't overpay their CEO. Those companies actually are more stable companies. They're more productive. They're more innovative. And what we found, which is also what Professor Alex Edmonds has found of the London Business School and formerly of the Wharton School, my alma mater, is that the best companies to work for actually perform better financially. And that's because you hire the best people, you enable them to cooperate and collaborate, you let them innovate, and then you bring diverse perspectives together. And that actually is one of the drivers of building a better world and a stronger portfolio.
Yeah, it's like that human-centered design element, right? Human beings are at the center of every decision we make, right? And so if we want to make money, put humans at the beginning of it, at the center of it, and that will amplify and make more and invite the right people. That's how you make that more profit.
That's exactly right. And even academic studies from North Carolina State University have shown that not only valuing people, investing in people, treating people as an asset, like many CEOs say they do, the more diverse group that you bring together, then the more diverse ideas and new ideas for products and innovations. And those companies that have more diverse workforces actually innovate more, file more patents, and when those patented products come to market, they can generate more revenue and the potential to generate more profit.
I see the correlation more now. It's directly correlated to each other, and that's exactly how I see the world going with business too. I see this wave of social impact being embedded into a core of how business operates. But are you seeing this across the board then, this shift towards more social impact embedded into business?
Yes. Yeah, so 2020 is off to a fantastic start. You may have read in the newspaper about the business roundtable of companies promoting that people are important, the planet is important, trust is important. You have the science-based targets where 600 companies around the world have said that science is important in setting goals for how to operate as a business. And those targets include becoming 100% carbon neutral or carbon negative, by 2030 or 2035. So it's happening now. And as millennials are the number one age group in the workforce and having their values expressed in where they work, how they buy, and how they invest, as well as how they vote, these are all ways that we can make an impact on the world. So buying products and services from the companies who take care to make organic, sustainable goods that treat people well as employees and in the supply chain, as well as treat natural resources and nature in a balanced way, and to not be extractive, but to actually use water efficiently and energy efficiently and reduce their carbon footprint.
Hmm. So here's a follow-up question then. It sounds good, and there's a lot of good happening in the world, but specifically what with you're doing and what you're doing with Hip Investor, how are you making a positive impact in your community?
Sure. So our community obviously are the people that we work with every day to help their portfolios, individuals, families, family offices, foundations, endowments. You know, we help the Sierra Club Foundation invest more sustainably so that nature is more in balance with living here on Earth. So that's one way, is just everyday conversations and inspiration. The second way is what we do, in addition to investing money, is rate every investment on whether it's positive or negative on society. So positive investments are things like electric cars or online video and audio, things that don't use up a lot of resources and that empower people. Negative products are things like coal-powered plants and cigarettes that ultimately send you to the hospital and need you to get a coffin. So what we do, how we make an impact, is making everybody aware that every investment they make has a positive or negative impact. Licensing the rating system so you can evaluate your own portfolio. So at our Hip Investor site, we have a portal where you can check on what companies or funds in your portfolio might have a positive impact. We work with partners like New Day Investing to enable people to invest for $100 and up in the best places to work or in sustainable real estate or to be internationally diversified with global dividends. And then we actually engage companies to do better and to have work with the media to highlight who the overpaid CEOs are. And overpaid CEOs underperform, work that we've done with As You Sow nonprofit to show that companies who overpay their CEOs are not great investments. We also work with college endowments like Becker College and to shift their portfolio to having a more positive impact. And then we work with cities to help them fund their climate action plan. So working with investors, working with fund managers, working with investees, using the HIP investor methodology that we describe in the HIP investor book published by Wiley and is part of 28 universities as part of teaching the next generation about how to invest to build a better world and be financially sustainable at the same time. So those are several of the ways that we try and make a positive impact on financial services, on investing, and on the world overall.
It's absolutely incredible. And I believe that you're spanning over across 8,000 corporations, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have ratings on 8,000 stocks and global equities in the US and around the world, China, Japan, Singapore, UK, Australia, France, Italy, South Africa, Russia, Brazil. So those 8,000 companies all are, you know, have hired people, they're using natural resources, and they have stakeholders. So we're rating those companies on whether they're net positive or net negative for the world. And hopefully we're moving closer to a utopia and away from a dystopia. We also are doing that in unibonds. So when you go to a hospital, you know, some hospitals treat patients better and more respectfully and medically solve their problems, and others lag. So using our HIP ratings on unibonds, we're able to say, here's a better hospital, here's a better school, here's a better city, and to help essentially facilitate more investors towards those that are doing well, or to help those that want to do better through things like green bonds and funding cleaner energy, funding LEED certified buildings for schools and the like. So it's really about every action that you take in the world, including your investment portfolio, can help make the world better.
And not only that, one thing that I just I realized when you were explaining this is that you have found a way to directly attach a social outcome to through transparency, right? You gave some people the ability to be able to work with companies that work better, right? And to be employed by companies that work better. And then you gave the companies their own rating, which makes them want to stand up and be that way. But you've built a social status around this as well.
Well, we've at least built a, hopefully, what is a, you know, social status or an aspiration for how to be the most sustainable company or the most impactful company. So we have this 100-point rating system. And, you know, companies like Novo Nordisk, which solve diabetes, or Microsoft, which provides software and cloud services, or Tesla, electric cars, these are organizations that are solving a human, social, or environmental problem, and that when they grow, that means they're creating more good in the world. At the same time, we're doing, you know, highlighting the negative, and the negative, you know, aren't only coal power plants or Exxon petroleum and oil or Philip Morris cigarettes. They are, there's gaps in actual information to evaluate them as companies from the outside. So we are very aggressive at seeking out meaningful information from companies about whether they're net positive or net negative and how your portfolio can benefit from that. And those companies that treat people better, treat people as an asset, are in balance with nature, not extracting and not extracting from nature or killing animals, and that build trust, aren't sued by customers or employees or the government for unethical or illegal behavior. The companies who do better generally make up a stronger, more resilient portfolio that helps you to invest and ultimately retire in a way that builds a better world and can be financially stronger.
Mm. So I'm going to ask you the third question now, and this question might be a little bit rhetorical, but I like to ask it anyways because it sets a template. This idea of social impact, do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
I mean, social impact to me and to us at the HIP Investor team, every business has an impact. It has a social impact, it has a human impact, it has an environmental impact. It has an impact. Now, is that impact net positive, net negative? Is it highly net positive? Is it highly net negative? There's many aspects of a business. So is the product that you're bringing to market, does that help increase the health of people and families? Does it help increase the wealth and income and asset building of everyday people? Does it make the earth more regenerative, like nature has built itself? Does it offer equal opportunities by gender, by age, by ethnicity? And does it support a trustworthy environment? So when we originally built the HIP Investor framework, we based it on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. How do you have your basic needs filled, physical and mental health, income and asset building? How does it create a place where you want to live, clean air, clean water, non-polluted skies? How does it encourage and welcome all the diversity that we have as a society? And how do you operate in that in a civilized and trustworthy way? And so when we achieve our best selves and the collection of our best selves is aggregated in a company that then makes great products like plant-based food that is more in tune with nature and more in tune with the biology of our bodies, then we can succeed financially as well as succeed in being in a place that we want to live. So it is impossible to segregate social impact from a business by existing, you have a social impact in your individual life, in your family life, as well as in your work life, whether that's for a business, a nonprofit, or a government.
Yeah, you really cannot separate the two. That's one of the things, and especially in this new wave, but just the idea of building business is a more, not organically driven, but it needs to fit in with the system that we have, right? This natural system. And when you have social impact tied to it, you then are able to make businesses more sustainable, businesses weather challenges more often, and they build a better world as well.
Yeah, and that's what we describe in the HIP Investor book, which is available as a textbook or an ebook or an audiobook, just like you're listening to this podcast. You could listen to the audiobook of the HIP Investor. And we tell case studies and examples of across industries, across sectors, across geographies, how to do this. It is possible to do this. So companies can follow this formula to have the best products, hire the best people, be in balance with nature, tell the truth, act, be ethical. And if they do the opposite, then they're more likely to go out of business, more likely to lag financially, more likely to be sued by somebody. And that's a waste of resources. So if we can all collectively focus on making our individual, family, and societal lives better, through business, as well as through nonprofits and through government, that's the most powerful way of going about it. And what most people have, and what many people have, are 401k plans. So what we've also done is built a website called cleanportfolios.com. And if you go to cleanportfolios.com, you can see examples of other companies with 401k plans, and also a template for how to think about investing in your own 401k. So we're really about building education like the HIP Investor book, tools like the HIP Investor portal and cleanportfolios.com, as well as platforms to invest like New Day Investing, which features HIP strategies, as well as helping 401ks implement fossil fuel-free portfolios. So there's many ways to take action in your life, and you do that with what you buy, where you work, how you invest, and how you vote.
So for people listening today, and especially people who are new to this podcast, but there's always a takeaway that I try to give listeners. The question, last question I have for you is, what is your advice for other people to begin building their own social impact in the world?
Yeah, that's a great question, Avery. So I'd say the most important thing is think about what you want your personal social impact on the world to be. Do you want to teach kids? Do you want to help nature stay clean? Do you want to deliver the best software to somebody? And think about what those positive impacts are, and use that as your own like personal metric of how many kids am I teaching and graduating, or how many square feet or acres of beach can I help keep clean? And so that's like your personal goal, and that can take many forms. And then finding a place for you to apply your talents, your time and talents, to a workplace. And that could be a business, that could be a nonprofit, that could be a government, it could be academic university, it could be a science institute, it could be the military, and apply your efforts to achieve your goal in that organization. And that may mean that they're just getting started to do it. So you might need to educate and inform your coworkers or your boss or your founder on how to do that, and helping them see how their actions can lead to building a better world. Most people don't wake up every day thinking about necessarily only how to make money. They think about like, what is my mission? What is my purpose? And so every action you take every day, where you live, what you buy, where you work, how you shop, where you invest, how you vote, just live your values. And by living them, you're leading other people. People see those as case studies. People see those as inspiration. You're able to share your point of view on social media. And make the most of social media. Like, highlight positive stories. Highlight things that work. Feel free to critique things that don't work, but don't just bring a problem, bring a solution. You will have the most success in your life when you're solving problems, not just finding problems, but solving problems. So that's how I've tried to live my life, is to solve problems in finance and in investing, to help blend the environment and people into an investing, and how to feel good about what's in your portfolio and that you're supporting successes. And remember, when you invest, not everything's going to be successful, but you need to give things a chance to work out. So even in nature, nature experiments all the time. Not every nature experiment works out. But what we do find is when under stress, competing forces in nature cooperate. So there's two types of ants in the Iberian Peninsula, and they continuously fight against each other until there's a flood. And then when there's a flood, these two fighting armies of ants lock together as a floating raft to survive the flood. And then, as is built into our nature, when the flood goes away, they go back to fighting each other. So we can overcome some of our DNA and some of how we're programmed, but we can certainly find ways to cooperate. And we at least do so through crises. But if we can do that crisis to help avoid, take action to avoid future crises. So you can do this every day. You can do this in your 401k. You can do this in your investment portfolio. You can get a debit card and support those places that either make a donation to charity or make another social impact with your financing and your money. So your money is a form of voting every day. When you give someone your money, when you buy a product or go to a store or pay for a service, you are endorsing them in some way. And so the more you can do that with people who are solving problems, solving things like the UN Sustainable Development Goals, there's 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals that include climate action and equal gender equality, as well as income equality. So pick a UN SDG or one or more and build your life, work, and waking hours around it.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love the analogy you had there, or the story you had with the ants that work together in a crisis. It is true, though, we need to work together not only in crisis situations, but in general, and that's how we build a better way forward.
Yeah, and so doing so with your money and with your investment portfolio and your 401k is doable, and so glad that we could cover all these topics today to give people more tools and action to do so. And that's why we've created the HIP Investor book and the HIP Investor website and portal.
Perfect. So, Paul, I just want to end this podcast by saying, again, a big thank you for being with me here today. But I also want to plug some of the information we talked about. Where can people find the book that you wrote? And where can people find information on HIP Investor?
Yeah, everything's at hipinvestor.com, H-I-P for Human Impact and Profit, hipinvestor.com. And we've written a lot, so you'll find us in different media and magazines. You'll find YouTube videos. We're on social media at Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. So we make ourselves very easy to engage with. And there you can check out the HIP Investor book, look at what's in your portfolio in the HIP Investor portal, invest $100 and up on the New Day Investing platform, and find ways to get your family, friends, coworkers, and fellow citizens working to build a better world.